And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by our longtime cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
So this morning, we're going to talk about how much control municipalities and counties should have over marijuana and psychedelic therapy. Fill us in here. This is an interesting thought project. I like that you're bringing this to our attention, Leland.
Yeah, this is, you know, one of the biggest selling points for getting voters in Colorado to allow sales of marijuana was that towns and counties could vote to allow or not to allow sales. And there's still plenty of places in the state where you can't buy any cannabis. There are a lot of places where you can buy, Boulder and Denver being good examples. But, the city of Palmer Lake, which is a city off Colorado 105 west of Monument, south of Denver, they started selling pot recreationally last weekend, and comes at a time when voters in Colorado Springs, as we recall, they rejected recreational sales in November. And the city of Palmer Lake admits in the press release that part of the reason for the move to recreational sales was more revenue. The city said in a press release they looked at options to develop revenue, which came down to cannabis sales or property taxes. Cannabis passed. So November's ballot measure, it passed 55% to 45%. It makes Palmer Lake only the second municipality to offer retail recreational sales in El Paso County. And both that opened to recreational sales had been medical facilities before, but they weren't making it as medical facilities. And, med revenues have been dropping steadily across the state. You know, it's been a regular thing. And also, the city of Golden, 17 months after voters said yes to recreational cannabis sales, they joined the parade, and Vert's Neighborhood Dispensary, formerly Golden Alternative Medicine and the city's only medical marijuana shop, made its first recreational cannabis sale during a soft opening recently. And by the end of the summer, there'll be three more in the city of Golden. They allowed four licenses. So meanwhile, just a reminder that up north of Colorado, in Wyoming, in Cheyenne, city council voted against any kind of changes in marijuana laws. It voted 6-3 to reject a proposal to decriminalize marijuana. Just that simple thing. The proposal would have repealed and amended a city ordinance that prohibits marijuana possession, and people that would be found in the possession of marijuana in the city would not be ticketed, but they still could have faced charges in state or federal court. But that's about as little as you can do, and it didn't pass there. So just a reminder. And then I got to thinking, because I saw a recent story in the Denver Post, and it concentrated on Coakdale, little town, 150 residents west of Trinidad, way down south. It's an old coal mining hub. And they found that the recent psychedelic law passed in the state, Proposition 122, which decriminalized the growing use and sharing of psilocybin and key compounds found in magic mushrooms, along with ibogaine, mescaline, and DMT, it doesn't allow a city or county to opt out of psychedelic therapy.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, because I'm not sure that a lot of people are aware of this.
No, I certainly wasn't. And in this respect, this is totally different than the marijuana laws. And we have to, make sure we know that. But city and county governments in Colorado are, in fact, not allowed to banish the psychedelics industry from inside their borders. This is Senator Steven Fenberg, who is a Boulder Democrat. We're all familiar with him. He's the Senate president. He says Proposition 122 specifically prohibits local bans, but there are some controls, he said. A municipality can't ban, he said, but it can regulate time, place, and manner. Okay, that's something to be said for that. And so, should local jurisdictions be allowed to stop marijuana and or psychedelic therapy? I'm not going to take a stance here one way or the other, but I also buy my marijuana legally at my local store. But it's a worthwhile question to say, I think that probably local jurisdictions should have it.
Well, I think it certainly has been politically very advantageous for cannabis in Colorado to give the ability to opt in and out. I think that's been very beneficial to getting cannabis passed as far as legalized and protected. I think without that, it would have been a hard sale to get some of the legalization efforts passed that we've seen in the state.
And it's good to know that the difference in the two laws, I mean, I guess that the laws were pretty much the same, but this says that no, they're completely different.
And interesting too, that cannabis was essentially the plant medicine of choice that Colorado approved initially, and now it can be banned from municipalities as it always has been able to be banned, but other plant medicines like psychedelics cannot be. That is so interesting
that
cannabis is not protected, as it were, in that sense, as a medicine, like magic mushrooms are in the state. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep watching this for sure.
Thank you so much for bringing us to our attention, Leland. Sure. And you can catch the Cannabis Report on KGNU the first and third Thursdays of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.